Blog Talk Radio.
Well, again, it's 6 o'clock p.m. on Friday night, and I just got paid. Oh, I just told a lie. Because this job don't pay. But it's fun. And it's great to be here again. Just to find out, you know, it's Marvin Gaye time. What's going on? What's going on in our world today? Somebody can start lying, do something, tell us something that's going on. If you really want to know, you ask Uncle Billy, but if I don't know, I can't tell you. So you need to tell me what you think about that. Tonight's show is titled, Because I've Been Encountering So Much Great Assistance and Dedication from so many people, and, you know, and then you see so many other people that's griping, always angry, so negative that you don't even want to be around them, you know, young people, you know, so is it something that I'm imagining, or is it just that the world is still just about as it was about 50 or 60 years ago when half the people had something to gripe about and the other was griping about them that was griping? Yeah, it's about the same. The thing is, if we don't think that we need to change our thought processes, what are other people thinking? Long time ago, when I first started at the Weekly, and we were trying to ensure that we got a quality group of people into the sales department, we all took certain types of tests. And I don't think this was at my first part, because in 97, I was getting ready to be weeded out of there. But we had to take a couple of different tests about character assassination, character flaws, and all the whole nine yards. We were asked questions like, what's your character flaw that you know of? You know, some people had to pull out a list. But it was also an eye-opening experience, because sooner or later you had to ask other people what they thought about you. You know, people that had just met you, people that had been knowing you for ages and everything else. And wow, you know, a lot of your supposedly friends and things, you didn't even want to ask those type questions because of the false messages you had been sending off and whatever, and erroneous information on most parts, so that people couldn't talk your business and whatever. You know, people had their own character flaws and stuff, but it was all right with them. But when you had to ask other people what they thought about you, that created a whole different scenario. And have you ever, and I ask this not tongue in cheek, I ask this quite frankly, have you ever asked one of your friends what they thought about you, what they really thought about you, and with a smile on your face? I mean a true smile. If not, you ought to try it sometime, but make sure it's a real close friend so y'all can laugh together. Because you're going to get some information you don't want to hear. Yeah, y'all don't hear that. But guess what? It's a hell of a question to ask. And just like I asked last week, have you ever asked one of your friends that was not quote unquote, a person of color or a old friend of the neighborhood from when you were young, what they feel about diversity. The question is really true. What they feel about race relations. That's a hell of a question to ask somebody, you know, especially if y'all been laughing, eating lunch, going out, smoking, you know what I'm talking about, yeah, you know, them funny cigarettes. So, you know, the fact of the matter is, I was going to do a show tonight on Thanksgivings of the past and stuff like that, but like in the last couple of days, I met two people that was so dedicated to their way of life, which is great and an enormous beauty. If you ever get a chance to sit back and watch two great people conquering just the days of life. That's a soap opera, ain't it? The Days of Our Lives. Yeah, but I don't watch that one. But you know, the system is meant to work if you can make the system work, you know, for you. If you work the system and the system works for you, then probably, more than likely, you got a smile on your face at the end of the day. But if you're finding, don't that kind of tell you something? You're not having a great time. You got to do something different. You got to do something. You got to think about changing your thought processes, period. So, well, no, I'm not going to get on Thanksgiving and what you give thanks for. I'm going to ask you, why do you think you deserve thanks? What are you doing to give back? What are you, know, they said the more you give, the more you get out of it. What are you giving back? What are you doing to bring, you know, the world together, to bring peace and contentment upon your neighbors, upon your children, and everybody else that deserve your best attention? Well, ask yourself about character flaws and things that's going on and what you can do to make it better. And then look in the mirror while you're doing it. Because all of the fun and games that a lot of us are having, doing a whole lot of nothing, might mean we are all a part of the problem. So just like I did last night, I said, I'm getting back in the game. I'm doing something. And really, because I've been saying it over and over again, I guess it starts sinking in. And every time I get on this show and get to asking questions of others, I really have to try to identify with the questions and the answers. And a couple of them, I'm telling you, I'm just as outspoken as anybody else I know. But the fact of the matter is, I have to be a lot more transparent because, like I tell you all, if you're not part of the problem, you're part of the solution. Why are you keeping it to yourself? On the other hand, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. I know why you're keeping that to yourself. But as I said, last night I was in a sticky situation, and I believe I'm allowed to call him a dear friend now. Young guy that I met a few months back that it helped me out of a sticky situation. I needed some ink. Didn't have no credit card. Didn't have no money. And he suggested that he buy my ink for me. Well, you know, I'm a bunch of dude with ego bigger than anybody else's in the universe, I guess. And so I kind of hesitated on saying yes to that because, you know, big old ego. But I remembered another statement I think I'd heard T.D. Jakes or somebody else say, And I just said it to my brother a couple of days earlier. When you need help, why are you so proud to where you can't ask nobody for it? And I guess Fax Change ain't never been no robber. I had to ask myself the same thing. I said, if you need help, and I used the N-word since I'm being all clear. I said, if you need help, why make you so proud that you can't ask somebody? And better yet, this man has offered and even offered you a way how he could pay it back, how you could pay it back. And you still hesitating because of pride. And then I realized in a lot of my other statements, I always used to laugh because I'd say about people trying to be too proud. Pride comes before the fall. And I sure don't need to be falling no more. You know what I'm saying? So I agreed with the young man, and ever since, you know, every time he had stopped through, no, I didn't have his money the next day. But every time he would stop through, you know, and we'd sit down and talk, it would be some great information that he would give up. And since we were working on some things with St. Phillips, I also mentioned that. And and that we would have some information. Oh man, that brought through some other ideas. See, when you're talking about real stuff, righteous stuff, it all comes together. You know what I'm talking about? So we gonna get on the stick of doing what we need to do when we say we gonna do it, and we gonna start calling these folk out that say it and don't do it. Because however you put it, the bottom line is, if you're not trying to give back, if you're not trying to leave something for your grandchildren and whatever else, I don't even know what you want to call it. One of my young lady friends that I just met here recently called it a legacy, as a discussion we was having. And see, what I'm trying to get you to understand is the lies and the rumors going out that them youngsters ain't doing nothing, ain't going to do nothing. Hey, man, that's a fallacy. That's a myth. Every time I come around some youngsters, man, they trying to do something great. They doing something positive. And every one of them, I mean every one of them, is talking about their kids. Excuse me, Lord, I meant their children. They're talking about their children, whatever ages they are. One young lady said she had a child 13 and a child 5 months or so. And this guy says he has a daughter 18, a son 15, and a son 9. And, man, like I said, yesterday this guy was talking about his children, and we were on the, he was telling me about the programs he had to go to and had to go, Mr. Farnell, I can't come see you right now. I'm at something with my 9-year-old, and my 15-year-old is waiting at the door because I got to go somewhere there. I started laughing because he was talking with so much pride about his young men, and man, it excited me. I said, well, you know you can't miss that. And I just got into the conversation because it is wonderful. Now, I said all of that only because I'm going to ask the question, what are you doing? What are your children doing? And are you as proud of them as this man was proud of his, as this young lady was proud of hers today? See, that's what I'm talking about when I said they are doing something. I had the city council lady call me back. Young lady, under 40, city council. Man, in the day, that was unheard of. You know, all our city council, Diane was kind of young. But other than that, black people, our African American people, was a little older than that. If you really want me to say it, look at Al. Al was older, a lot older. He was a lot wiser than a lot of all of these folks, too, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because his thing was meant to be to bring about change. But, see, that's something else we don't think about. We don't think about the changes that's occurring all around us that we're not having any hand in how it happens, why it happens, hell, what it's going to lead to. So if you don't start getting up off your butts and things speeding by you and airplanes flying by your house and ships running in your backyard and you wondering what's going on, you ain't got no money in your pocket because you broke because you didn't sell your land or you didn't buy the land you should have bought or because you didn't get up on time to go to work, whatever it is, do something. Stop doing nothing and stop trying to make BS, and I'm saying it lightly, a bargain, because it's not. You know, back in the day, folk used to say, before going into a sticky situation, they would say, now what would Jesus Christ do? You don't even have to go that far now. You got people fighting for you, fighting in all directions and stuff, doing everything, but all the things you want them to do, which is buy you a joint or buy you some beer or buy you some gin, get up and look at the people that's trying to fight for you, trying to do something for you, and give them a hand. And stop saying, what would Jesus Christ do? And start doing what Jesus Christ did, passing the word and doing what you're supposed to do. Of one suffice it to say, one thing that's a denial in everybody's community is procrastination. Speak louder than anybody, anything. Oh, you'll say, wait a minute in a minute. You just can't wait for the right time to do something else. You'll say, wait a minute, and you don't have nothing else to do. Nothing else to run home to. Nothing else to sneak away and do, but you will still say, wait a minute. You know, you done got used to that. It's a bad old habit. It's called procrastination. And you got to quit doing it. You got to start making snap decisions. You got to start moving around even when your body tells you it's not time, and you know it is. Like, do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. That ain't just a wise saying. That's a true fact. Your word is your bond. Do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. All the excuses you can make up, all the excuses you can lie about, well, I was doing all of those lies. So get on the stick. Do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. And another thing. Yeah, I'm on my soapbox. But cancer, eating up more black folk than anybody in the world. I know it's done devastated my family on a million of times. I got more folk in my family and my friendships done died from cancer than anybody else I know. Now I know I'm going to start getting the calls in. But guess what? They got a Celebrating Life Foundation going on tomorrow at the Hilton. And guess what? I ain't heard none of y'all talking about it. I saw a couple on the email. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But guess what? What you doing tomorrow that's so important that you can't do what you need to do? You know, if you really concerned about it, and you know, if you ain't had cancer devastate your family, you one of the luckiest people in the world. And I say that because, man, it's done almost hit every household. But you wait for other people to do the job of saying, we thank you at a Celebrating Life Foundation. We thank you for trying to do research and do what you do. $5 or $10, you know, whatever it costs. I don't know what it costs. I don't know what one ticket now would cost for nothing. But you go to the movies so much, you tell me. You go to the concert so much, you tell me. But you can't go to the Celebrating Life Foundation and get something back for the same cancer that's devastating your family. Y'all don't hear me. But then if you look at the facts, just look at your friends. Look at your family members. But you'd rather go get that 40 ounce. You'd rather go get that bag than try to get something back in hopes that cancer can be put out of our society as soon as possible. See, that's what I'm talking about. Do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. And then if your word ain't your bond, I'm sorry to tell you. I know it's not going to really shock you, because every man that's not a man that think he can walk around and do what he want to do, that don't mean you no man. When you do what you say you're going to do, that make you a man. So if you, and you know what this word, this terminology means, if you high-siding and bull-calling, you go ahead on. You keep laughing and talking out the side of your neck. But the next time somebody in your family get real sick, it might not even be cancer. You're going to think, I should have gave at that. I should have gave it. Look at the other family members. Might not be cancer. Might be sickle cell. Might be something else. You know, it's a host of other things. But when you see your medically ill family, and I saw one dude at the hospital one time, and I think his family member needed blood. He said, I'm not even sure we the same blood type. I'm not even sure. Man, I started to get some blood last week. I looked at him and said, you did. Hardly ever do you hear brothers, and I'm saying this tongue in cheek, but you know, I'm not going to say it damn well, that I mean it. It's hard to get men and your family members get stuck like Chuck, and ain't nobody in the family never gave blood, ain't nobody. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. But what you're thinking about is that, well, now I can't get no blood. Why? I got drugs in my system. Yeah, I keep banging it up because, hell, I was young one time. But that don't stop you from giving blood. You need to check more into it. See, because if you really want to do something, you'll say, well, I'll stop for a month. Or I'll stop for 2 months. That's when you really want to do something. You know what I'm talking about? When you do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. Yeah. I know you heard that part. But God, dog, you can't stop for 2 months. Is that what you're saying to yourself? And then as soon as one of your family members get in a blood needing situation, first thing you gonna say is, I started to get some. That's just like when my uncle got slapped by that highway patrolman. I ain't gonna tell y'all about that one. I'm gonna wait till next week. But I'm gonna tell y'all something about this here. The real question is, was Thanksgiving just another day? Were you giving thanks and asking people, how you doing, happy Thanksgiving, and all of that, just because you could? Well, the fact of the matter is that a lot of people wasn't doing good then, a lot of people not doing now. Look around for a charity or something that you can give something back to, that you can say, golly, Thanksgiving was real. I gave some socks. I gave a jacket. You know what I'm talking about. You don't give nothing. When the last time you gave some away? See, the audiences that I'm going to have on here next week, I'm just getting a heads up, ready to go, gung-ho attitude, because I'm going to be faced with a lot of these problems and a lot of these questions. When have you gave away anything? When have you gave something back? I offered to give some time and stuff last night in the neighborhood where I am now. And they didn't really understand me because I told them I'd give them some airtime, and I'd give them some free space on the internet and everything. And not they didn't know, you know, they didn't understand it, and you know, that's life. But like Daddy always said, don't complain, don't explain. And I guess because I couldn't dilute my usual wonderful attraction and personality over the phone well enough, people couldn't understand what I was saying. And, of course, they couldn't on Facebook or the internet because, I'm just not good at it. But so I just offered up my ability to help. And I didn't write no whole letter. I wrote a short note. But, like I said, the understanding wasn't there. But that's neither here nor there. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, when have you given back? When are you going to give back? And do we have to write it down, or you just going to tell us you did it and we believe you? You know what your credentials is in the hood. I wonder what your credentials is everywhere else, if they're that bad. If you can't get nothing from your brothers and your stuff in the hood, I can go back to the hood and ask for almost anything. Because my word is my bond. All of my partners told me long time ago, all of them almost dead. Man, you're a real man of your word. And I treasured that statement because it carries you a long way. My father told me that when I was a young boy. He said, boy, if you always tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you say. So somebody can come up to me 3 minutes after I said something, and I won't remember it. They say, how come you don't remember it? What I supposed to remember it for? I said it. And they say, what? I said, yeah, you heard me exactly right, because I meant it like I said it, and I said it like I meant it. Y'all don't know, y'all don't remember where that came from. That came out the same book y'all read when y'all were mid-kids. Harden has a who. Harden says a who, or whatever it is. Yeah, I read that book. And a few others. But when I said it, I meant it. And that's what I meant. I said, my daddy told me when I was a little boy, if I always tell the truth, I don't have to remember what I said. So after I say it, I move on to other things. And then I said, y'all don't hear me. But that's what it's all about. So if you haven't did any giving over the whole year and you went up to somebody and you said, hey, happy Thanksgiving. You text somebody, happy Thanksgiving. Did you mean it? Or was you just mouthing the words? Yeah, I knew you heard that part. So we're going to get down to the basics because there'll be a couple of callers coming in this evening, I'm sure. But, man, this guy named David, I can't mention the name of the company, but, boy, look at him. He gives you so much. You know, sometimes when you're calling out to different companies and stuff, you get those unrealistic calls of why them statements is so high, why them bills is so high, and why do you have to have this and have to have that. Well, in a lot of sales activity situations, some of the salespeople don't even ask you what you need. They too damn busy trying to sell you something. And when you call in, and I try to get this point over to a lot of different salespeople, especially when I like them, when you call in, you're not calling in to be sold nothing to. You're calling in to buy something. Y'all don't hear me. Yeah, y'all don't get that. let me reiterate what I just stated. When you call in to some of you dummies, when you call in, you don't call in to be sold anything on the normally. Some of you dummies do. But on the average, when you call in, you are calling in to purchase something or to buy something, even if it's nothing but a little more time. But you're not calling in to be sold anything to on the average. But as I said, a lot of you dummies don't know that. So you called in and you be told, you know, you need this, you need that, you need that. And you end up buying something you ain't going to use in 10 years. So David put me on a guide to the best road, said, look at, Mr. Parnell, just by taking inventory of what you got, look at what you got, and I can tell you what you need. Had never had it stated so very well to me before in that, in those words. Mr. Parnell, it's a good thing he's from England or I'd have messed with his accent. He said, Mr. Parnell, look at what you got. Take inventory. Take inventory. And I can kind of listen to you and knowing what you got. I can then tell you what you need. Man, that was music to my ears. Y'all know how I feel about Marvin Gaye. This man, his tunes and stuff. Man, the money he was saving me and the time he took with telling me all of that after a long explanation of me telling him wrong stuff that I wanted to purchase and stuff like that, he socked it to me. He said, look at what you got. I can tell you what you need. I said, God, dog. Man, I got to use that one. So look at what you got. Take a self-inventory. Look in the mirror. And if you don't like what you see, Uncle Billy can help you out. Trust that. That means you are being self-critical on a real tip. That's Bunton real. Yeah, brother, I can help you, or sister. I understand there's a lot of sisters listening. They just don't want to shout it out. But then that's okay. I've been treated worse than that. But your sisters ought to call in, because guess what? Next week, you're going to hear a lot about the sisters. Just because these beautiful young ladies knowing how to design stuff, don't mean that, golly, I'm going to let every lady design my, because I got the design lady of the future. She already works here. She's my boss. I ain't going to tell y'all her name. Y'all be wanting her to be y'all boss. But she is doing a marvelous job. No, I haven't been knowing her no week. I ain't been knowing her no month. I ain't even been knowing her no full 24 hours. But I tell you this. Well, I've been talking to her more than 24 hours, but you don't really know somebody till you get to see them, till you get to showing your true identity around them, so that, you know, it's almost like if you got a new girlfriend and she don't know that you need odor eaters. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, and you get up under them sheets. You get up under them sheets and you ain't wash your feet and overeater, you know. Well, see there, when I meet people, I like to see their true it, their true character, you know, their true position and what they feel and what they think. And after meeting this lady and her talking about her kids, I could believe it too. Because, you know, anybody with a 5-month-old child is supposed to be a little, I don't even know what to call it, but I've never been there. But anyhow, she had the energy of, well, I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all ain't old enough to see, have seen Miss Wilma Rudolph run. But see, Miss Wilma Rudolph, way back in the day, I almost said when I was a little boy. I was a little boy. You know, I was short. But I was very diligent about. How's it going, my brother?
What's up,
Chief?
How you doing?
You on radio. You the UPS man?
Yeah.
UPS man is at my door, y'all. I tell you, they be diligent. See, I said, leave my message on the door. I said, he'll come back. Thank you, UPS.
All right, brother.
What the shit is that?
Lord, that message.
Oh, man. The Lord have mercy. God is so good. And I keep telling folks. I say every time I need something new to start on another journey, God steps forward. But back again about you folk that's finally going to look at yourself, I really do hope that this show tonight will get you to look in the mirror. Remember what the guy said. Remember what David said. Mr. Parnell, take inventory. Look at your material. Look at what you got. Look at what you're working with. And once you find out what you're working with, I can tell you what you need. That made sense. Because he was the professional, and I was the novice. Now, I'm going to ask you this. When the last time you took self-inventory? Look in the mirror. Take a self-inventory. Am I doing all the things that I need to do to take my family to the top? Am I doing all the things that I need to do to take me to the top? Am I doing all the things? And by the way, your children, are you doing all that they need for them to see the role model that you need to be? See, all of that, you got to take all of that into consideration when you taking self-inventory. Because without you taking proper self-inventory, I can't really tell you what you need. But true this, if you take inventory and you really objectionable about what you're doing and how you're doing it, and you need some help, you need your mind is kind of still resisting, you're kind of looking back off the mirror talking about, I don't want to see that because you know how much wrong you done. Well, stop it. Stop it right now and look in the mirror and do what you can. Hold on. 5 minutes. Self-identification. I don't know this number. Oh, yes, I do. Good, wonderful afternoon. Your own Earl. This is Billy.
Hey, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to email me an update.
I'm on the air right now. Give me 30 minutes.
Okay, and just email it to me.
Okay, and I like folks to see me standing because they don't think I can walk. But anyhow, we'll do that later. Okay, I'll get you a picture. I'll get you a clear picture in 30 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. That young lady is diligent. She's working. She's doing. You're going to be here when she finishes. Because that's how fast she's working. Oh, and now, back to the show. Back to the show. You hear it all, how diligent I can be. I'm working hard for y'all. But guess what? Y'all going to have to work back. Because when I start putting these flyers out and these things out about who's going to be on the show, and what we going to be doing and what we going to be talking about, some of this got to come back to haunt y'all. Because I'm going to ask you on air. Did you take that self-examination? Did you really look at yourself? Do you really understand that some of the things you're doing ain't good for your kids? Excuse me, Lord. Your children, I have to change that terminology. Y'all have to accept that I've been using that terminology for so long. It's stuck. It's just like the N-word. When I get off this phone, I use the N-word a whole lot. And it's just not the N-word because I am against burying the N-word until we get to the bottom of it. So let's not get on that until I got 15 minutes coming in to come in on it, and then you can call in and ask me, how come you don't like using the N-word? I use the N-word. I'm just trying to stay politically correct on air because you can't bury that N-word if I ain't there to help bury it. I don't care where you are in the world. You can take it to the Mars, take it to the moon, and say, oh, we're going to bury the N-word. Well, me and my family wasn't there. And my daddy was called the N-word. I was called the N-word. How the hell you going to bury it and I ain't there? That's what I'm talking about. So back to the subject. Have you looked in the mirror lately and said, man, I am screwing up. Look. But I know you keep turning your head, talking about, oh, man, look, you can't look yourself dead in the eye. Because you know you're doing some things that you shouldn't be, and you're letting the wrong people see you. Because when your children see you, guess what? All of that, do as I said do, don't do as I do, that shit, excuse my friend, don't work. Y'all don't hear me? But I'm just here to tell you. Man, I keep telling folks, you talk like you done raised 100 children, this been more than that. Yes, I've had my hand in on a lot of different children being raised, and I was greatly appreciated because I cared, and I still do, about how these children turned out and why they turned out bad. Because you all send them through so many traumatic situations by conversations and everything else, talking to these kids like they grown. Well, it would be all right if you didn't use all of that language. If you didn't show all of that marijuana and dope and whatever else, or that alcohol in you showing out. But guess what? If you went to them kids and talked to them like they were adults or older with a sensible mind or some rhetoric that was greatly appreciated from their parents and stuff like that, well, no, what you want to talk about is what you and your other grown first partners do. That's out of it. That ain't going to work. For lack of a better statement right now, I'm just going to say it. That ain't going to work. So what you need to be doing is helping society get better, helping your kids do a whole lot better. This man, like I said, this man was so proud of his kids yesterday, his children yesterday, that he was just beaming. Man, I'm over here with my 9-year-old. My 15-year-old is over standing in the door. I know he's waiting on me because I got to go to his. He was having some type of. The 9-year-old was doing a baseball thing, and the 15-year-old was doing something that was very relevant with life and growing up. And man, so this father was attaching himself to their necessary needs and stuff just by showing up full support, you know. Like you talk about putting on your suit of armor. Well, the father was a helmet. A lot of times he was the breastplate because he was there supporting his children. See, that's what you got to be. That's what you got. You got to be all of that for your children. And you can't do it sitting on your butt with a 40-hour. Yeah, I drunk beer. I messed up. Because I messed up, you want to mess up? Well, I'm just trying to tell you now. Let your word be your bond and say it to yourself. I ain't going to do that no more in front of the kids. I ain't going to tell the kids to go get me no beer. I ain't going to tell the kids to go get me no cigarettes. I ain't going to send the kids to the store to buy me no cigarettes. Oh, they won't let kids buy cigarettes anymore, will they? Yeah, you don't see in my neighborhood. Yeah, they let kids buy cigarettes piece by piece. I bet not catch them. See, that's what I'm talking about. You go in the store and kids come in buying cigarettes in the store you at, guess what? You need to go outside and call the police. But no, you too busy trying to get you one or two of them. Asking your child for their money so you can get you one or two. See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, if it'll benefit you, it's all right. But you know it's wrong. So it's all right this time. Well, you tell him it's all right this time. Soon as he turns his back, soon as you turn your back, he turns his back. It's going to be all right some more. I've been there. I've done that. That's what I did when I was young. Send the man into the store, get me a thing of Jim Beam, and when he come out, I'd run back and run in the store real fast. My daddy said he forgot so-and-so. Man behind the counter wouldn't say shit. Give me the cigarettes, whatever. I give him money, run on back out. Cigarettes didn't cost but a dime. Boy, but when they got up to 17 cents, people started looking. Because everybody was making money off of them but the fools that was smoking them. Y'all don't hear me. So, you kind of look at yourself and ask, when the last time I did a full body scan, check myself out? When the last time I took inventory of what I was doing and how I was living? Because guess what? You're not going to pass. If you got any of those wrongdoings up your sleeve and thinking about doing them on Friday night because you just got paid and all that stuff there, it ain't going to happen. Do what you can, when you can, why you can, but do the best for your family and your children. That's the reason you got them. I know you heard that part. Yeah, I'm slacking, but like I said, next week, we're going to be talking to a whole lot of different agencies and a whole lot of different folks because we're going to open up a whole lot of cans of worms, whether you like it or not. On my show, we're going to do as I say I'm going to do as I say I'm going to do it. And I hope you don't like it. It's getting close to my commentary time, and yes, it's going to be smoking tonight because I'm here to tell you, if you're not trying to help within the community, if you're not trying to help within your neighborhood, if you're not trying to help within your household, get your butt out the way. And I'm trying to be light with it because next week I'm going to tell you like how T.I. feel. And not T.I. Industry either. T.I. feel. And check it out because I'm going to tell you what it is and believe you me, you're going to hear it because you got to start doing more, putting more effort toward the future. I know a lot of you all don't feel like you got no future. But if you don't give up, go somewhere by yourself. Go to Hawaii, out to the Virgin Islands or somewhere. Somewhere put it and be by yourself. Just don't be in America where we need your help. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't going to help, leave. I ain't going to tell you to go to the motherland because we need strong people coming from the motherland. You get over there and have some kids and they be weak like you. Yeah, we can't have all of that. So do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it and move out the way. Time, station break, station identification. Uncle Bill.
You sleeping. Yes, you are. You get your butt up right now. What time your bus come? I was going to let you stay a while. But what time your bus come? Check me, please.
But you
Huh? You always listening to me. I know it. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you were saying. I heard you. Damn, where my field? Oh, all my stuff going up. And my ink ain't going to be in the bottle either. I'm going to call them folks. I'm going to drop them wholehearted. Stop doing business with them. Lady.
You don't see no scissors over there, do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what my toenail clipper's doing over there. I don't sit over there. You ain't been picking your toe, right? I'm just mad. Oh, Lord. This is commentary time,
And I'm fixing to take a commentary. I'm finna start telling you all exactly how I feel about what I've been talking about all evening. And that's not just deadbeat dads, deadbeat men, deadbeat people. Like I was saying last night, we got to pick it up, man. We got to start doing better because the messages that we send out to these young kids and these us young children and these other folks is not really doing them a great service. And I'm sure you all understand that, you know, when the word get out, yeah, when the word get out, we they doing it to themselves. They doing it. They don't want to read. They don't want to. We believe everything that's told us, unless it's something good. Everything they say about us, we believe. I remember when I was a little younger, just a little younger, people were saying, if you want to ever hide it, you want to ever hide it from a black man, put it in a book. What does that mean? You know, that was, and they would say it live with a smile on their face. And it wasn't us talking about us. It was other folk talking about us. And guess what? Us was laughing more than they were. And it sometimes when you are so ignorant or so insufficient with a positive attitude, that you'll let people say things about you just because they changed the terminology and they say it like it's a joke. Well, when they get home and they talking to their kids, you know, they use the word N word more than I do, I'm sure. You know, sometimes we have to realize that and wake up and smell the coffee, the tea, or whatever it is we drink to get that spark where we need. Well, I get my spark every morning by opening my eyes. When the Lord tell me it's get up time, wake up, whatever great mechanism he used to get me out of my doldrums and get me out of the bed in the morning, I get up and I get up and I start trying to think about some of the things that I didn't do, that I should have done, and stuff like that. And I started trying to play catch up. Y'all ain't hip to that. You know, that people, what people say, you know, hunks don't make that merch. That's almost like in a domino game. Know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to tell y'all is, you got to get up, and you got to stand up. Because once you get up, mentally, where your body starts telling you, I'm up, I'm ready, but you don't have nothing to do with it because you ain't prepared. You know what I'm saying? So if you start preparing the night before so that when you get up, that means you have great expectations. I know some of y'all read that book. Them of you that didn't, don't worry about it. Play like you did. Because all you have to do is look around at your kids, look around at your house, look around at your car. I bet you got great expectations about your car. Yeah, you like some of them sick people I be hearing about. Go get your car worked on, but as soon as your body starts coughing and messing up, you want to go to a shade tree mechanic. Y'all don't hear me? But then that's the type of stuff we have to change. Because if we don't change it, who is? Oh, man, after the Lord gets you up in the morning, he expects you to do great things. That's the reason you're here. But guess what? You don't want to do that. You want to do what you want to do. Now, that's what's not going to get it. I know y'all heard that part. That's what's not going to get it. You got to start making a motion sometimes so that when you fall down or you need some help, you can always say, well, Lord, I was on the right page. I just
I just fell down. Well, all the Lord gonna say is, all you have to do is ask me to help you back up. But I ain't gonna do it unless you ask me. You know, cause we all fall down. I know you heard that fall. I know you did. And guess what? I'm gonna make you stop that denying. Because you was raised how to do the right thing. Those of you that's too young to know, ask somebody how to do the right thing. If you that dumb, that crazy, that ignorant, I got excited then. Ask somebody. I had to tell a grown man the other day, you're going to let pride come into your life before you do acceptance of you need help. The reality is, if you're dying in a hole, if you're dying in a dump, you need help getting out of there. It's just like quicksand. Life is just like quicksand. You can get stuck down in that stuff. But if you get stuck down in there and you ain't asking nobody to help you out, what usually happens? And I'm going to say it, yeah, because them young niggas, them young folks, excuse my friend, boom. You need help, deserve help, because you done been there before, you done helped other folk out, and you done did everything you supposed to do. You done spread your jar around and stuff. And, so, you know, do all you can. National Kidney Foundation, y'all gonna be hearing a lot about them the next couple of days, weeks, years, months, however long I have this show, however long I have these websites, you're gonna hear about it. Y'all hear me? And I'm still at work, but I got 5 more minutes. And my guru didn't call in. If she calls in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to stay on there. Nah, I can't. I didn't put the right time. But, God told me. Seconds, y'all gonna get a reprieve. But guess what? You know what you're doing wrong. You know what you need to be doing. And guess what? Y'all will get to doing it. Because your kids need you, your family needs you. And you know it. So get on the ball, get on the stick, and say everything you're supposed to be saying. My son didn't call in either. I'm gonna have to put in some pink slips tomorrow. I'm put some pink slips in the mailboxes tomorrow. Y'all don't hear me? Cause what we gonna do? They knew I was gonna catch fire, but starting next week, at least by Monday, we're going to have some type of game on air where you can win something. I don't know what it is. We're going to make it work. We're going to say, what do you have on this week? We're going to do something. And guess what? You're going to like it, but you're going to have to look at the website, follow the rules, and do what's necessary. I will holler
Thank you. Have a great day. You know, Friday night just got paid. Yeah, I lied again. I didn't get paid. So y'all be good. Have a great weekend. Take care of your children. Take care of your family. And most of all, take care of yourself. Tell all your kids, tell all your family, all your loved ones. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of nobody else. But you got to start doing it. Because if they see you doing one thing, that's what they're going to do. Thank you, and have a great evening.
Whoop the queen for that 16. Oh, that's Domino's. Ain't no 16 in Domino's. Yeah, I say that every night. So get it right. Until you listen, you can't hear me. That selective listening don't work here. So if you ask me a question, let it be one of what I just wanted to know. Well, what you really wanted to know was,
is he going to do it like that all the time? No, I'm not. Monday night going to be my regular show, and hopefully by Wednesday night, I'll have someone new in my place. I'll have someone on Tuesday night talking about something, if it ain't nothing but your health, which is a lot to us, like I said. So keep reading, keep watching. All of that has to do with my website. But better yet, when you hear about the blogs that's starting, and, man, they blogging about God, dog, me, so. Get in on the action, because guess what? Bunton, I'm coming. A couple of months ago, I said it's going to take me a little while. What if I tell you Monday I'll be there? Yeah. Holla. Have a great evening. Thank you. Good night, Irene. With the queen for that 16.